Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. The text is from Matthew, the 17th chapter. Listen to it again. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then, there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." This is the text. You may be seated. My dear brother and sister, Jesus gives the disciples a glimpse of heaven on the Mount of Transfiguration. They were wondering, who is this Jesus? They had seen him perform some serious miracles. But then so did Moses and Elijah. Moses did all those miracles in Egypt, the plagues, and then divided the sea and then brought water out of the rock. Elijah had returned the dead son of the widow of Zarephath to her, later resurrecting another son of another lady that came by that way. And they had seen Jesus say to a little girl that had just died, "Talita kum," Aramaic for "little girl, get up." And she got up. And he touched the casket of the young man that was dead in Nain and gave him back alive to his mother, a widow. They had him seen calming the storm, but his appearance had never changed. He even had healed the servant of a centurion that wasn't even in the same zip code. So that was a mighty act. But his appearance never changed like this. Is this a prophet or is this God? God interrupts them on the mountain, says, "This is my son. Listen to him." The Son of God is God, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten of the Father, not made. God made everything else, but his Son is begotten of the Father. Matthew says here, this starts the narrative by saying, after 6 days, after what? 6 days after what? Oh, when Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do people say I am?" And they said, "Some say that you are Moses, some Elijah, some one of the prophets." And Jesus said, "But what about you? Who do you say I am?" And Peter nails the answer, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "That's right." And this was not told you by any person, but by my Father who is in heaven. Only God can bring you to Jesus. Only the Holy Spirit can bring you from your home to the church. You might think that this morning you made a decision to go to church, but it was the Holy Spirit that made that decision for you. You will go under your own power and by your own decision to the pub or to the bakery or to the grocery store or to the mall. Those are your decisions, but to come to Jesus, it has to be God bringing you. And so he does. talking with Jesus were Moses and Elijah. Why Moses and Elijah? Moses had been dead 1,500 years, Elijah 720 years, and Peter had no problem recognizing them. What's wrong with that picture? Nothing is wrong. All is right, because in heaven there are no unanswered questions. All will be clear there. Moses and Elijah talking to Jesus. Fast forward now. Luke says that they were talking about his exodus. The watch is irritating in the sun, isn't it? Fast forward to the resurrection. When the three Marys were at the tomb of Jesus, who was at the entrance to the tomb? Angels? It says in the Bible, two men. Was it again Moses and Elijah? At the transfiguration, as a preparation for the big test of the death, the passion and death of Jesus? This is my son. Listen to him. God said when Jesus came out of the water after he was baptized and just before the big test of the temptation. And he withstood the test with flying colors. And then, now, again, this is my son. Listen to him. And he goes to Jerusalem. And he is mocked and beaten. He suffers. And then he is crucified and dies on the cross. He had prayed the night before, Father, if possible, remove this bitter cup from me. But the Father was not willing. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Father did not remove the bitter cross from his son, the bitter cup. He died on the cross. He was buried. The third day he rose again. And 40 days thereafter, he is ascending into heaven, and they are standing there and looking at Jesus being taken from them. And two men, not angels, no one with wings, but two men in bright clothes appear to them. Is it again Moses and Elijah? One day we will know. Let's not kill us. Until then, though, we live in the cloud that shone on the Mount of Transfiguration. Every time we come to our little mount called Blessed Savior, here we meet with God. We check our sins in the forgiveness of sins. We receive God's reassurance through His Word and the sacrament. This is our little Mount of Transfiguration, where we say, it's good, Lord, to be here. Peter said, it's good, Lord, to be here. Let's make three tabernacles. Tent of the meeting, God meeting people. And while he was still speaking, God cuts in. Peter, shut up. You want tabernacle? This. And he points to his son, who is in bright array, who is no longer reflecting light, but he is the light himself. He is irradiating light now to show that he was God, and you and I can trust in him. He is truthful. He is our Savior. He gave his life for you and me. Him we can believe. As God commanded us, we will tell everyone about him, because the Holy Spirit has already come to us in the baptism. And he comes to us continuously through word and sacrament in church. Now we can tell. Before he had died and resurrected, we should not. And the disciples didn't tell about the transfiguration. But now we are free to tell. And so let's go. It is our privilege as children of God to tell the whole world what he has done and about the glory, that moment of being with God. that we've seen through the eyes of faith and of which we will be part in heaven. Until then, God keeps us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.